Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Little buddy, it's time for bed. Daddy's not feeling too happy tonight.
Oh, what's wrong with Daddy?
It just turns out little Jimmy's alright, and Daddy doesn't have a shot with Jimmy's mom anymore, so I'm a little depressed about that.
Oh, that's good, I guess, that little Jimmy's alright, although he's gonna invite me over again. But I don't want to go over there.
Yeah,
though, Dad. I'm not going to him anymore.
He had a near-death experience. You have to... You're his friend. He needs you.
Not really.
Yeah,
he said cum dumpster, but I don't know. I don't want to be that no more.
Oh, buddy, that's just a fun little game. Kids make these little games up. Like I said, you'll appreciate it when you're older.
I'll think about it, okay, Dad? But I don't think you have a shot.
Yeah, you're also going to go wherever I drop you off, buddy, so you kind of have no say.
You got me again. When you're right, you're right, Dad.
That's right, little buddy. All right, you gonna do a big old ninja flip into bed today?
Well, I was, but then you said something. You made me nervous.
Oh, buddy, you're not nervous. Okay, how about I turn around then?
Okay, I'm set up.
All right,
here we go. Hit, hot, hit, ha, ooh, big old flip into bed.
Did you hit the ceiling? I heard running on the walls, and then I'm pretty sure I heard running on the ceiling.
I ninja ran against the wall, and then I jumped to the other wall, and then off the ground I catapulted and do two trip flips.
Buddy, that's like 14 feet apart. You have a big room. Like, that's amazing.
I learned these things, Daddy. I'm really good, just like you. I know you did ninja karate. Hi-yah!
Yeah, oh, whoa, buddy. That's a big
I'm a natural born killer.
Oh, well, easy, buddy. You know,
Daddy, he was
me.
A chopper.
You love your dad, right?
What was that, Daddy? I'm sorry, right, I didn't hear you.
I said, all right, buddy. Just long as, you know, I'm your dad. You love me, so just, you know, watch out. Be careful.
Oh, yeah, you take
care
of me.
You don't want to hurt your dad,
am I right? No. I protect Daddy.
Yeah. That's right. I try to buy you
away from Jimmy's mom. She's gonna hurt you. They're all gonna hurt you.
Buddy, it's a buddy. But come on. She's pretty.
Yeah, my baby feels weird when I'm around though.
Yeah, see, and she likes it when I pick her up and take her to lunch and drop her off at back at home.
I don't know if she likes those creepy photos that you post all the time though.
Oh, she doesn't see those, buddy. Those are just for me and you.
Oh, okay. It's a special secret time.
Yeah, exactly.
Teach me how to be a man.
Yeah, exactly, buddy. I did not get caught. Alright, so go ahead and lay down. Alright, are you hot today? You want the covers, or are you okay laying the way you are?
I think I'm gonna put the covers on so you don't take another picture of me again.
Oh, but I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. Daddy was locking his phone, and then he started flipping out for no reason.
Timmy checked the cloud. He saw.
No, but you don't have my password. I changed after that. Alright, so... You want a story tonight?
It's I love Timmy 112. It's your password.
Yeah, there's got to be a capital in there, though, buddy. So you got it wrong. Okay. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and go then.
But wait a minute! You can't leave. I did a big flip. I need a story for it.
Yeah, but you're doing flips all the time now. You want a story for every flip you do?
Well, yeah, Dad. I love stories. I want scary stories.
All right, buddy. All right, I got a story ready.
Yay, story time! Hee.
All right, let me go ahead and pop a little seat over here on your little desk that you do your homework on. All right.
Careful, don't break my desk.
It's very sturdy, buddy. All right, close your eyes.
Story time.
Okay. This story is called My Troubled Son. But you're not really my troubled son because you're a good boy. You're a good son.
So am I
this
your son?
Story, this kid's bad. No, buddy, you're my no. God damn it, buddy.
Hey,
I'm saying you're a good boy. You're my good boy. So this story is called My Troubled Son, but you're not a troubled kid. You're a good kid. So this story isn't about you.
Okay, I think I get it.
Okay. I don't want you to think me saying my troubled son means that I'm talking about you, because you're not. You're a good boy. You're my good boy.
He.
You're my good sleepy boy.
Oh, so sleepy.
All right. So the story is My Troubled Son. We already knew by the time he was 4 that our son was special. He was extraordinarily bright, academically speaking, but not so much on the social side of things. He was shy and would almost exclusively talk to me and my husband. Just after he began school, it became clear to us that he would not get along with other children. He had bit some of them, got into fights constantly, and had to be picked up from school almost every day because the teachers deemed he had done something to disturb other children to a point where it became impossible to teach him. He became more violent and got expelled from 3 different schools. The first one for picking down a bird's nest, killing the mothers and the babies. The second one for strangling a kitten nearly to death when it got lost in the schoolyard, and the third for bringing a kitchen knife to school and threatening both a student and a teacher. After that, we decided to move him to a school for children with special needs. He did not have to be with other children as much there as in previous schools, and he had found a few friends there anyway. He had not been in trouble at all since he started there, and me and my husband were so proud of him. I stood and cooked dinner when I heard my son step through the front door. "How was school?" I asked him. "Fine," he said, clearly not interested. There was something unusual in his voice, but I did not take notice. I could hear in his room door open and close. I did not see him for another hour or two. I called him down to dinner, and we ate in uncomfortable, rock-solid silence. There was something he wanted to say. I knew that, but I was not going to ask him about it. After dinner, I washed the dishes and told my son to slip into his PJs. When I had read his bedtime story to him, like I'm reading you, buddy, I asked him if there was something he wanted to tell me. He responded with a low, "No," and I felt like I just could not handle a serious talk right now. I turned off the lights and was just about to leave the room when he asked me, "Am I going to become a girl?" I drew a sigh of relief. It was like a stone lifted off of my chest. I thought he had gotten into trouble, but it was this. "Do you want to be a girl?" I asked. I must say I was a little surprised, not because I have something against those people, but I could never guess that my son was one of them. No, it's not that," he responded. "It's just that," he started. "Just what, honey?" I asked. "It's just that you once said that you are what you eat." Oh, is my baby boy asleep? Oh, I knew he'd like that scary story. Hopefully he's not dreaming about how to kill me. It's getting a little crazy with those flips there. But he's my baby boy and I love him. Alright, good night, champ.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!